Welcome to the Best Employee Podcast. This podcast is a great resource for anyone looking to improve their work skills. This episode is titled, Starting a New Job. In this episode, we're going to highlight starting a new job, new job tips, first 90 days in a new job, and new job success. Let's get started. Starting a new job. Starting a new job is an exciting but anxiety-inducing time. There are a lot of unknowns, and it can be easy to feel like you're in over your head. However, there are a few things you can do to ease the transition and set yourself up for success. Take some time to know your colleagues. If you're working remotely, set up regular video chats or phone calls. If you're in the office, take advantage of break times and lunches to introduce yourself. Make sure you understand your responsibilities. Ask questions if you're unsure about something. It's better to clarify expectations up front than make mistakes later on. Don't be afraid to ask for help. No one expects you to be an expert from day one. Lean on your colleagues and mentors for guidance and support. Take the time to learn about the company's history, culture, and values. Familiarize yourself with the company's policies and procedures by reading employee handbooks. This will help you understand the organization and its roles and how you can contribute to its success. Get organized. Remote work requires high degrees of organization and self-motivation. Make sure to establish a clear routine and set aside dedicated time and space for work. Stay connected. It's important to stay connected with your team and build relationships virtually. Make an effort to reach out and touch bases regularly, whether through video chats, phone calls, or emails. Give yourself time to adjust. It can take a few weeks or even longer to feel completely comfortable in your new role. Be patient with yourself. Starting a new role is always a mix of anxiety and motivation. On the one hand, you're excited to start learning and earning in your new position, but on the other hand, you may feel unsure of yourself and your abilities to succeed in this new role. So it's important to be clear about your motivation for taking on this new role. What are you hoping to accomplish? What interests you about the company or the position? Once you have a good sense of why you're making this change, you can start to focus on the practicalities. If you're starting remotely, take some time to familiarize yourself with the tools you'll be using and set up a dedicated workspace. If you're pregnant or you have other health concerns, now it's the time to start having those conversations with your manager. It can be helpful to create a daily affirmation or a positive mantra to help keep you focused and motivated. TED Talk, How to Start a New Job, can give you useful tips on anxiety while starting a new job. It's natural to feel nervous about the unknown, but remember that everyone felt this way at some point. After our commercial break, we'll be highlighting new job tips.
Starbucks Coffee Company is the leading retailer, roaster, and brand of specialty coffee in the world. Starbucks sells drip brew coffee, espresso-based hot drinks, and other hot cold drinks, snacks, and items such as mugs and tumblers through customer-operated stores. Today, you can find Starbucks coffee at a grocery store near you or enjoy one of their many signature drinks in their many comfortable cafes. Starbucks is proud to serve their customers delicious coffee that's roasted with precision. Starbucks' goal is to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. Starbucks Coffee. Visit one near you.
Welcome back. New job tips. Congratulations on your new job. Here are a few tips to help you settle in and make the most of your new role. First, take some time to get to know your colleagues. Get to know their names, what they do, and what they like to do outside of work. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Everyone was new once, and everyone appreciates someone who takes an interest in getting to know them. Familiarize yourself with the company's culture. Every organization has its own way of doing things, and it can take some time to learn the ropes. If you're not sure about something, don't be afraid to ask a colleague or your manager. Take advantage of the training opportunities they're offering you. Many companies offer on-the-job training as well as formal courses and workshops. These can be a great way to learn new skills and get up to speed in your new role. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. We all do it. The important thing is to learn from them so you can do better next time. Read websites, social media pages, and any other available material. This will help you understand the company's values and how they expect employees to behave. Attend any meetings or events that are open to new employees. Be sure to arrive on time for your first day. This will set the tone for the rest of your employment and show your new boss that you are reliable. Hit the ground running and make a great impression. Make sure to stick around so you don't miss first 90 days in a new job.
Publix is a quality food retailer that has been providing the best possible shopping experience for over 80 years. Publix always strives to provide their customers with their best possible service and shopping experience, from providing quality products to making sure each store is clean and inviting. Publix's mission is to be the premier quality food retailer in the world, and they're well on their way. At Publix, they believe that shopping should be a pleasure. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Welcome back. First 90 days in a new job. The first 90 days in a new job and you're embarking in a new adventure and learning about a new organization. Here are a few tips to help you make the most of your first 90 days. Seek out opportunities to learn. In addition to attending any required training, look for opportunities to learn about your job and the organization. Shadow a colleague or ask for feedback on your job. Be proactive and take initiative. Show your boss that you're eager to learn and willing to take on new challenges. Offer to help with special projects or think of creative solutions to problems. Take on extra assignments. Show your boss that you're eager and willing to take on additional responsibilities by accepting any extra assignments that come your way. Not only will this help you stand out from your colleagues, but it will also give you a chance to showcase your skills and abilities. Stay positive. Things will eventually get challenging at times, but it's important to stay positive and keep moving forward. Remember that everyone was in your shoes at one point, and they understand how tough it can be to adjust to a new job. Set some goals. Once you have a better understanding of your role, set some goals for yourself. What do you hope to achieve in your first 90 days? Share these goals with your manager and ask for their input. Please stay tuned to New Job Success.
Here to help you meet your high standards for health and wellness is the Walgreens brand. With over 2,000 products, Walgreens vigorously tests each one to ensure it meets their high quality standards. Then Walgreens puts them to the test in the real world by you. And if that's not enough, Walgreens offers same-day delivery so you can get your hands on those products as soon as possible. Walgreens, here to meet your high standards for health and wellness.
Welcome back. New job success. Now, it can be both exciting and scary to start a new job. But there are some things you can do to set yourself up for success. While it's natural to want to make a great first impression, it's important to also take the time to get to know your new colleagues and surroundings. One of the most important things is to take time to get to know your coworkers and your new boss. Learn about their work styles and what they expect from you. It is also important to understand the company's culture and what the dress code is. Once you have a handle on that, you can start to focus on your work. Make sure you're organized and familiar with the company's system. And don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. If you take the time to settle in and do your best, you'll be well on your way to success in your new job. The questions that pop in your head when you get a new job can be nerve-wracking. Will you be able to meet the expectation? Will you fit in with coworkers? These are valid concerns, but it's important to remember that everyone goes through a period of adjustments when they start in a new job. The key to success is to take things one step at a time and not be afraid to ask for help when you need it. If you're feeling overwhelmed, talk to your supervisor and let them know what you're struggling with. They may be able to give you some helpful tips or resources. Most importantly, don't forget to give yourself time to adjust. It takes time to learn the ins and outs of a new job, so cut yourself some slack and be patient. With a little effort, you soon will settle into your new role and be thriving in no time. Thank you for listening to Starting a New Job. I appreciate your time and I hope that you found the information helpful. In today's competitive market, it can be more important than ever to find ways to improve your performance at work. By taking the initiative to learn new skills and develop your abilities, you can make yourself a highly sought-after employee who is beneficial to work with. With a little effort, you can transform yourself into the kind of employee that any organization would be glad to have on their team. Thanks again for listening, and best of luck in your career.